A chance for international key players in the field of telecommunication and information technology to have better access to the markets of broadband and mobile services in Iran. This is Iran Connect 2016 conference, a gateway through which companies can exchange technologies and expand cooperation.
We really believe that Iran can be a huge, huge market. Already in our network, we have already a lot of capacity coming from Iran customers, not contracted directly by Interroute, but through third parties. So our scope here is to try to get contracts directly with Iranian customers.
We already have a few customers in Iran. They are present here at this event. We work with them for pretty long time, maybe seven, eight years for now, and we expect Iran to be a very good market and expanding and developing. So I think the telecom industry have a great potential in Iran.
During the last 3 years, Iran's capacity to produce optical fiber used in fiber optic communication has increased by sevenfold. This has led to huge developments inside the country, such as a boom in e-commerce based on increased information transformation pace. During his speech, Iran's Minister of Communications and Information Technology stated that the country still has a long way to go.
Information technology sector is estimated to need around 16 billion euros of investment in the next 5 years, and 75% of it must be invested by private sector. So in order to attain our goals, we welcome and facilitate foreign investment, bilateral and multilateral cooperation.
It seems the trend towards increased privatization in the field of information technology and telecommunication is underway in Iran, especially in the wake of anti-Tehran sanctions relief, given the fact that Iran's foreign investment law allows for complete ownership by foreign companies.
Iran plans to make huge expansion in its telecommunication infrastructure, and in order to make that happen, it needs great investment by private sector. Now, this conference once again highlighted the huge potentials Iran possesses, and now it remains to be seen if these meetings can be translated into a more flourishing and advanced telecom industry inside the country. Hamid Javani, Press TV, Tehran.